In North Carolina, an overwhelming majority of state-run prisons lack air conditioning for all inmates. That means thousands of people incarcerated across the state have little respite from the heat and humidity of the summer months, except for maybe a fan circulating air or a cup of ice water. And scientists predict extreme heat in North Carolina will only become more frequent and intense. Lisa Phillip reports.
Mia Walker sits in her windowless office in an old bank building in downtown Durham. She adjusts her thick, black frame glasses as she thinks.
Oh, gosh. So imagine you are in a space with concrete walls and there's only one window. And it's not even just the heat, it's the heaviness of the heat.
Walker works for the nonprofit Forward Justice. She advocates for the rights of incarcerated and formerly incarcerated people. But a few years ago, she herself was in prison. She got out in 2012 after serving 12 years for embezzlement. And now, 6 years later, she taps on the wall behind her as if she was in a cell again.
Like, it was so hard to breathe. Like, imagine, like, you're in an air-conditioned room and it's kind of cold, like, super cold. And then you go outside and you know when it's, like, 100 degrees out there and it just hits you and sucks the air out. That's what it was like.
Walker served time at the North Carolina Correctional Institution for Women in Raleigh. She and other offenders know it as NCCIW. Just 12% of its beds are air-conditioned.
We would run in the middle of the night, go take a cold shower just because it was just that hot, and we weren't supposed to. But, you know, there were some officers that were very compassionate and were like, yeah, we get it.
For some women, Walker says, the lack of AC was an issue of health, not just comfort.
I think the main concern was for the elderly population that we really took care of. You know, we would put bags of ice on them or go and get, like, you know, a cold washcloth just to make sure that they're okay, because we understood that we're the only ones that want to take care of each other.
Medical experts say sustained exposure to heat and humidity can cause muscle cramps, nausea, dizziness, or fainting. Without treatment, these symptoms can progress to heat exhaustion or stroke. Pregnant women and the elderly are especially vulnerable. Dr. Michelle Casey is a physician with Duke Health.
I imagine to not have air conditioning in North Carolina in the summer is pretty uncomfortable. Whether you're talking about your prisoners or your prison guards, everybody's going to be at risk. And I think everybody, you know, has a right to be... for us to work hard to prevent any kind of heat illness.
This past summer, the temperature in Raleigh, where NCCIW is located, rose above 90 degrees on more than 40 days. Several sources allege inmates at the prison fainted from the heat. But prison health services didn't report any heat-related illnesses at NCCIW during that time period.
I'm not aware of someone fainting, but because of heat, but I mean, that is possible.
Kenneth Lassiter is North Carolina's director of prisons. He says on hot days, guards monitor prisoners closely and make sure they have access to water. He says many of the state's prisons are too old to be retrofitted with AC, and he says it would be too costly.
We have children, and I'm not comparing it, but I have to, as relates to priorities for state budgeting, is that we have children in some of the most dilapidated schools that we have. So, I mean, for us to go lobby for a building for air conditioning is probably not a lobby we would do.
Lassiter says his budget is already stretched thin, and the state's prison system has had one challenge after another, including a near 20% vacancy rate among staff. Last fall, inmates at a prison in Pasquotank beat 4 employees to death. Mariel Brody knows all this. She's helped run Catholic prayer services for women at NCCIW for more than a decade, and she's very aware of the problems plaguing the state's prison system. Still, she thinks the lack of AC is an immediate concern.
The more I heard about it from the women, the angrier I got about it. I thought, especially this summer, it was so hot and miserable, and here they are without air conditioning and just fans at the end of a hall, not enough to bring in fresh air.
Brody says it's a problem for the guards at NCCIW, too.
North Carolina has such a problem keeping employees in the prison system. Well, if you're going to be working outside in unair-conditioned buildings, yes, I wouldn't want to work that job at all. Not here.
Through her volunteer work, Brody says she has gotten to know some of the inmates at NCCIW well, and she says she's learned a lot from them.
I feel that the women and men who are in prison, yes, they're paying for their crimes. They do need to atone for that. But they should not be housed in inhumane conditions. And here in North Carolina, being without air conditioning is not humane.
Her concerns are set against the pressing issue of climate change. Temperature readings across the state and globe show the current decade has been the hottest on record, and a new government report pinpoints Raleigh as having an especially high risk for more intense and longer heat waves. Lassiter, the state prison director, says these patterns don't factor into his agency's planning.
I must be honest, you know, we haven't looked at those 10, 15-year trends and said, okay, it's going to be this hot, so we got to make sure we don't have a prison that doesn't have air conditioning.
Lassiter says he's worked in corrections for 29 years, and he hasn't heard of an inmate dying or having a heat stroke from being in a prison without AC. Mia Walker, the former prisoner-turned-advocate, doesn't think this matters.
Like, you wouldn't leave your dog outside, right? Or leave your baby in the car, right? So it's kind of the same, similar process of, like, you wouldn't leave someone that you love in a space where they're miserable all day long.
But without more funding, prison officials may not have a choice. Lisa Phillip, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.